Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing with these pain, distressing and instead of
getting those two songs mixed up. They both start with the A. One is Access Granted and the other one is Antonio Allen. But by the time I get to the updating part, I'll be like totally confused. Hope I don't have any problems connecting people this time.
That was weird because Mom got on.
Yeah, it didn't happen until after I couldn't get Daniel in. Okay, people calling in. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
Hubert.
Yes.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Okay, how everybody doing?
Fine, how you doing?
Good. Good evening.
Okay, that's
all you gotta do is let's look at the phone and then folks show up.
Mr. and Reverend Allen?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Ms. Williams?
Yes.
Good evening, Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I hope you all had a blessed week. I would like to thank God for blessing us with this prayer service weekly. I pray that we are able to take something away from this gathering tonight to help us through our busy week. And Angela will pick up reading Genesis 12 while we wait on others to join in.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, Genesis 12, the call of Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land, and I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out with Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Morah at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. I'm going to go ahead and read the next one.
Okay.
From there he went on toward the hills east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued toward the Negev. Amen. Do we have any more callers?
Amen. No new callers. Okay, do you want to go ahead and do roll call and let's get started with the program?
Okay. I have Mom, Mr. Verner, Hubert, Auntie Betty, Mrs. Allen, Reverend Allen, Mrs. William, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Did I miss anyone? I think I heard you said Daniel. Did you say Daniel?
Yes. Okay. May everyone bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for your love, for your patience, for mercy, and for grace. We ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. We ask that you bind up everything and anything away from our prayer service tonight. We ask that you continue to help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Surround us with spiritual people to help us on our walk with Jesus. We thank you for your Son, our Savior, and we plead the blood over our phone lines and over everyone that is here tonight, and over the ones that could not be with us. Father God, we love you, and we thank you. May you continue to bless America. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 New callers?
No new callers.
Let's go ahead and get started. How about Daddy Verna?
Yes, I. Well, I thought I'd like to tell Sister Simon I'm glad she's doing well and feeling good. And deal with on the prayer line. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now, I want to read a little bit about God's purpose for his church. The church is God's appointed agent for the salvation of men. It was organized for service, and its mission is to carry the gospel to the world. From the beginning, it had been God's plan that through his church shall be reflected to the world, his fullness and his sufficiency. The member of the church, those whom he had called out of darkness into his marvelous light, are the show forth of glory. The church is the repository of the riches of the grace of Christ. And through the church will eventually be made manifest even to the principalities and power and heavenly places. The found and full display of the love of God. And we find that in Ephesians 3:10. Amen.
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 Alrighty. How about, thank you very much for that, Pop. How about Reverend Allen?
Reverend Allen is not with us tonight.
Okay. All right.
Allen is with you.
How about you, Miss Allen? Would you like to say something?
Okay. I'll be coming from Psalms 121, verse to the 8th verse. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forward forevermore. Amen.
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 Thank you, Miss Allen.
Yeah.
Hubert, would you like to say anything tonight?
Mm-hmm. No, I pass. I'm busy at the moment. I pass.
Okay. All right. All right. How about you, Mom?
Yes, I want to read out of the Daily Bread, our Daily Bread, and it says, A New Day. In a morning meeting, I recently attend the person who opened the gathering began by praying, Lord, thanks for today. It is the beginning of a new day we have never seen before. Although the idea seemed obvious, that prayer got me thinking about a couple of different things. First, because each day is a new opportunity. It will be filled with things we cannot anticipate or even prepare for. Therefore, it is important that we recognize our limitations and lean heavy on God centrally, closing to live in His grace and strength rather than rely on our own resources. The second thing that occurred to me is that the newness of each day is a gift worth celebration. Perhaps this concept was what prompted the summit to declare, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Of course, we face many unknowns today, and some could be difficult. But the treasure of each brand new day is so special that Moses was led to write, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Every new day is a precious gift. May we thankful embrace each day with comfort, trusting, and humble celebration. He who heart is kind beyond all measure, give unto each day what he deems best. Loving is part of pain and pleasure, mending toil with peace and rest. Each day give us new reason to praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Mother. I'm going to go ahead and squeeze in what I would like to share tonight. It's inconsistent with Genesis 12, 1 through 5. We walk by faith, not by sight. Who can forget the experience of leaving home after high school graduation for college or to join the military or even to live in another physical location? While you experience the thrill of being independent, also great fear and trepidation. No longer could you come home after work and assume that dinner would be on the table. The security of knowing that you could survive at home without a job or money would have henceforth be absent. The responsibility would now fall on you to guarantee that you had adequate food, clothing, and shelter. As much as you longed for independence from parents, you still experienced the fear of the unknown. Abraham experienced the same doubts and fears we do when initially separated from security and familiarity. Commanded by God to leave home, family, and everything familiar, Abraham went forth on faith, believing that God, who promised blessings and greatness, would honor his word and protect Abraham on the journey. Abraham didn't hesitate. He left with confidence as commanded by God. As Abraham journeyed, he found that God was able to provide and protect him in each circumstance and situation. Today, the Lord calls us to separate ourselves from security and familiarity so that we would go forth on faith, not seeing yet believing that God will open doors, doors we can't see and no human being can shut. We are not given all the plans. We are simply told to follow God's instructions, believing we will be blessed in God's own time and way. We may be called to remove ourselves from a wrong relationship, to leave a job we've enjoyed for years, to forego the pleasures of the flesh, trusting God to give us a Christian spouse to walk with us through life. The journey of faith is not an easy one to live, but when we take God at His word and step out in faith, the growth, the blessings, the miracles are far greater than we could ever imagine. Let us stretch out and reach forward for all of us, all the blessings of God. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thanks for that, Angela.
Mrs. Williams, would you like to say something tonight?
Okay, I would like to share from First Chronicles 29th chapter, begin with verse 10 through 14.
Okay.
David's thanksgiving and prayer. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thine hand is power and might, and in thine hand is to make great, and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen.
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 Thank you, Ms. Williams. How about you, Laura?
Yes, I would like to share out of the Daily Bread. It says, the difference faith makes. Instead of that unbelief, we can open our hearts and mind to have faith in God as he has revealed himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. We can have forgiveness of our sins through his death on the cross. This not only assures us of a blessing eternally, but also fills our here and now experience with measureless blessing of meaning and hope. We can know by the indwelling Holy Spirit that Jesus' words in John 8:12 are true. I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. As we move along on our earthly pyramid, we don't need to stumble in the darkness of unbelief. Instead, we can walk confidently in the light towards an eternity of unending blessedness. That is the difference faith in Jesus Christ makes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Okay. Daniel? Daniel? You still there?
He's probably on mute. You ought to come back to him. Is he the only one left?
Let's go ahead.
Yeah, he's the last one.
Talk about birthday. That would be for July 8th through July
14.
We have Callie on the 11th. Is there anyone, any other birthdays?
Yes, my son Eddie's birthday is tomorrow.
Hmm. My grandson Isaiah's birthday was yesterday.
Isaiah?
Yes.
Okay.
His name, but that, the first one, Eddie, was Mrs. Allen, right?
Right.
And that was your son?
Yes.
Okay. And then Mrs. William, Isaac was your grandson?
Yes. Isaiah.
7 and Eddie is 7-9. Okay. All right. Do we have anyone that would like to sing happy birthday? Ellie, Eddie, and Isaiah. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and sing it for him. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Wallin, Tally, Eddie, and Isaiah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. God
amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Get Daniel back on the line.
Yes, ma'am. You hear me?
We hear you now. Would you like to say something to the group?
No, I just want to say hello to everybody in our past tonight.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Now we're on the sick and shut in.
Yeah.
Right. Bow our heads. Giving honor to God, my parents, and each of you. Ask the Lord to rebuke all sickness of any kind. And we curse all infections and command them to die at the roots and leave the body in a normal way. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Jesus, release your healing virtue into the bodies of Rochelle Bester, Wanda, Jeanette Williams, Georgianne Rayco and mother, Hubert, Loretta, Quentin Hayes and family, Jermaine, Dawson, Eddie, Gidman, Daniel, Dominique Chavez, Barry Lowe, Auntie Betty, Valerie Crockett, Uncle Sam, Carla Wells' family, Vicki Huffman, Auntie Vastai, Billy Mitchell, Mary Ann, Maxine, Malachi, Tony, Dot, and Vera, Uncle Dave, and Uncle Oliver. Karen Favors, Mrs. Waters and family, Lenny and family, Charles and Daniel Zeke, Tanya Laidler, and my list. He asked you to restore them and make them whole. Mm-hmm. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Okay, now we get around to our program on praises and testimony. Do anyone have any praises or testimonies they would like to share with the group today?
Before that, Angela, I would like to share with the group a song.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. This is by Andre Crouch. I didn't think it could be. Somebody told me of the joy they had, and somebody told me that in sorrow they could be glad. And then they told me once they was bound but now set free. But I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. But now I can tell you of the joy I have. And now I can tell you
that in sorrow I can be glad at. And now I can tell you, once I was bound, but now set free. But you never know that it's true. I didn't think it could be until it happened to me. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Hallelujah.
So good.
Alrighty, thank you, Loretta. The next program is on the program is Praise and Testimony. Do we have anyone who would like to share anything with the group?
I would like to share and really thank you all for your prayers. When I spoke with you last, I was in process of relocating to Georgia, and God has made it all possible, and everything has gone quite well. And I feel so at peace here up in the mountains. And I really thank and praise God for making it possible for me, and I thank God for you all.
Amen.
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 Well, I have something I would like to share. For those of you that didn't know, this is Loretta. I was scheduled for surgery on Thursday to have kidney stone removed. And the outcome is either God did a miracle and removed those stones, or the doctor didn't know what he was doing. Either way, God brought me through it all. And I want to thank everyone for their prayers.
Praise the Lord. Really,
thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful.
Thank you, Loretta. Anyone else? Okay. I guess that concludes our program, and do the closing. It should be Matthew 6:9.
Actually, it's Psalms 23, since I overlooked it last week.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Do we have anyone who wants to read it?
You
want
to do it?
I read some.
All righty, go for it.
Amen.
I had Matthew was going to read, but we got back to Psalm again.
Okay.
So, that'd be Psalm number 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Loving.
Amen. Is there anything anyone else wants to share before we actually say our goodbyes? Okay, well, that can conclude our prayer service tonight. The Nellens family, thank you all for joining and sharing the good news with us. This week, we will put on the full suit of armor for protection. Amen?
Amen.
And we will run a good race and fight a good fight and keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Remember to keep God first in all you do. May God bless us all. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Bye.
Love you.
Good night.
that conclude our program for tonight. May everyone have a blessed week.